Is this thing on?
Hello all, welcome to UCR Live again for this week. We've got OG 2020 cast, 2019 cast. Jeff's in the great outdoors, leave him alone.
I was going to say, what is that noise? I turned off my fans.
It's Jeffrey in the great outdoors living his best
life. It's my water feature. Sorry.
It is. Natural water feature.
Sorry.
We've never seen
After you spoke, though, then it picked up your voice and blocked out the water sound. So
there we go.
Winning.
Technology. Thank you, Apple, or whatever product Jeffrey's using. welcome. Okay, we are not even going to try and sugarcoat this week. We're going to kick straight off. There is no avoiding this subject, so if you are sick of hearing about it, if you are a little bit traumatized by it, I would say maybe skip the next couple of minutes of the podcast. Come back and watch, though. But
can we start off on a high note real quick?
No.
I was just saying, Jeff, your skin looks fabulous.
Jeff looks lovely.
Your skin looks really good.
Jeffrey's so handsome.
Everybody tells me that on TikTok. It's such a weird thing. And everybody's like, you do have great skin.
Spicy cough is good. Grayson is doing fine. Thank you for asking. House is still negative besides Grayson. Thank you for asking. Yeah, COVID finally caught the McCarthy family, if everyone didn't figure it out. Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
So, we are going to talk about it because there's no point in delaying the inevitable. This week, yet again, another school shooting, this time in Robb Elementary in Texas. With 21 victims?
Yep, 21.
A whole school class of 10, 11-year-old children.
I mean, I'm just going to warn everyone right now, I'm going to probably start crying. Because Grayson is close to that age, and it's just really fucking scary to think about. And I know I'm the show crier, and everyone's probably expecting
drama
this, but you know,
queen.
Like, whatever. You know, this is really fucking traumatic.
It is worth crying about, because this year in America, more children have died in the safety of their school or being shot in the safety of their school than active duty police officers in the US this year. I cannot even imagine what these children went through. The fact that a 10-year-old girl was the one to try and save her classmates and her teacher. The police, you can talk about that response however you would like to. There's no jokes to be made. There's no excuses for any of this. This is just horror and terror and bad stuff. So what we decided to do was give Vera the floor very, very early in the piece today. She has a little bit to say. I'm not even gonna show the titles. I think it's just time for Vera Events. So Vera, take it away.
Before we get truly heavy, I'm going to read a little poem. I'm sure some of you have seen it. England is a cup of tea, France a wheel of ripened brie, Greece a short squat olive tree, America is a gun. Brazil is a football on the sand, Argentina the Maradona's hand, Germany an oompa band, America is a gun. Holland is a wooden shoe, Hungary a goulash stew. Australia is a kangaroo, America is a gunt. Japan is a thermal spring, Scotland is a highland fling. Oh, better to be anything than America as a gun. We, as Stephen was just saying, we are here again. And 19 children, 19, 10 and 11 year olds, were murdered this week. They will never get to Disneyland. They won't get to fall in love. They won't learn to drive a car or go to college. They are gone. And we are here for the eighth time in 20 years. This is the second deadliest school shooting in 20 years. And some of the top scores, Parkland, where 19 children were murdered. Columbine, where 13 children were murdered. Sandy Hook, where 26 died, including 21 second graders. So how did we get here, America? How did we become the fucking gun? I firmly believe that it's the NRA and their co-opting of the Republican Party. Now, every time this happens, the Republicans have a shit ton of answers for why we're here. Guns aren't the problem. People are the problem. Nobody's trying to regulate, to license a gun. We're trying to license the people and train the people who use the gun. You know, the NRA keeps telling people that gun restrictions won't work, but gun restrictions do work. And the NRA was for gun restrictions. We need to harden our classroom. That was a big one after Parkland. But can we just remember that there was an armed guard at Santa Fe? There was an armed guard at Robb Elementary. There was an armed guard in Buffalo this week. And the armed guard in Buffalo is dead. The armed guard in Robb Elementary did nothing. That's not what we need. Sean Hannity was talking about we got to install man traps in all these schools. And he had the inventor of the man trap come on TV. And we already invest $2.7 billion in school security. And still, gunmen in body armor are getting in and killing our children. We need armored personnel everywhere. They are everywhere. We have the Uvalde school system has their own police force. And it's still not clear why nobody attempted to stop this gunman. You know, and everybody keeps saying, oh, it's not guns, it's mental health. Of course, mental health is a part of this. Of course, sane people don't shoot up schools. But an insane person with access to military-grade weaponry is the problem. We have to do what we can to limit the amount of guns in our society. We know gun control works. Every other country in the West has proven that gun control works. They don't have school shootings in the UK anymore. They don't have school shootings, mass shootings in Australia anymore. You know, the last one in New Zealand was the only one of its kind. They instituted gun control immediately. So why are we not allowed to have gun control? Because we are blessed with the NRA. The NRA was founded in 1871, shortly after Civil War, to provide farmers and plantation owners with guns to protect themselves against the hoarding slaves. And they've been primarily involved in gun control. In 1938, they were heavily involved in regulating guns so that organized crime could not get military grade weapons like sawed-off shotguns and Tommy guns and machine guns. In 1964, the NRA was heavily involved in the gun control that took guns to licensing and to each state having to regulate their guns because they were very worried about Black people getting guns and the arming of the Black Panther organization. And they were also involved in 1994 with the ban on the assault weapons in this country, which did work until it was allowed to expire in 2004. And since that 1994 last act of courage on the part of the NRA, they have become a lobbying interest for foreign powers trying to access our government and gun manufacturers around the world. They have 5 million members. They represent less than 1.4% of this population, yet they control 50 senators, 50 senators who keep gun control legislation from going to the floor, 50 senators who don't even want a background check, that guns should be unfettered and uncounted, and anybody should be able to amass any military-style weaponry and armor that they want. And who are these senators that are holding us hostage? Susan Collins took $18,000. John Cornyn of Texas took $584,000. Kevin Cramer of North Dakota took $13. Mitt Romney took $13.6 million. Most of that during his presidential race against that horrible, horrible, scary black man, Barack Obama. But it's still $13.6 million. Take your thoughts and prayers, Mitt, and shove them up your ass. Patrick Toomey from Pennsylvania, $1.5 million. Roy Blunt from Missouri, $4.6 million. Ted Cruz, he's the same one here. Crazy Ted Cruz only took $176,000. Or maybe Ted managed to hide it better than the rest. I'm thinking that's the answer. Josh Hawley, only been in the Senate for a very short time. He's taken $1.4 million. Ron Johnson, $1.3 million. Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, $1.3 million. Tied with Mark Braun from Indiana, $1.3 million. Tom Cotton from Arkansas, representing 500,000 people. How many few people do they have in Arkansas? He's taken $2 million, roughly $4 a person. Mitch McConnell has pocketed $1.3 million. Rob Portman from Ohio, $3.1 million. Marco Rubio, who sends out thoughts and prayers in abundance and tweeted out a fucking Bible quote, $3.3 billion. Tom Tillis from North Carolina, $5.6 million. And Todd Young from Indiana, $2.9 million. This is the problem, folks. The NRA has become representative of the gun manufacturing lobby and foreign governments, and they are buying our senators at an alarming rate. We need to do everything we can to remove these people from office as soon as possible.
Very well said, Vera. Very well said, as per usual. I think everyone's just, it hasn't happened to us, but it's sent big, big shockwaves around the world for anyone that sends their children to school thinking that they'll be safe and that they'll pick them up in the afternoon.
I wouldn't.
And nothing will happen to them.
Right. Well, even the children that didn't get killed. Can you imagine what those 600 children in that school are feeling?
Vera, I heard a little boy, he spoke to the press. They didn't show his face. That little boy survived in that classroom under a table that had a tablecloth. And he spoke about everything, about people getting shot, his friends being shot, and that the stupid police that came in said, yell out if you need help. And a little girl in the classroom said, help. And so the shooter went and shot her.
The police went in and grabbed their own children and left the others to die.
Well, there was parents outside screaming at the cops that they were willing to go in and risk their own lives because the police wouldn't do their job. So our armed patrol people, whose job it was to serve and protect, didn't do their job.
Good guys
and have done their job. The armed officer at Parkland, walked away and faced charges. He got like 20 counts of negligence.
Let's be honest. It wasn't really a white, rich school now, was it?
Right. Oh, no, I get it. And then, it wasn't lost on this girl.
So,
you know,
reading
but
the article.
Border Patrol was there, weren't they? Like, what are they going to do? Arrest some parents who showed up to pick up their traumatized kids?
You bet your ass they would. It's Texas. You bet your ass they would.
I'm surprised we haven't heard that yet.
In a minute. They sure
Well, they cuffed
would.
One mother. There was a mother that they actually cuffed because she was going in to get her kids. And then when they let her out of the cuffs at some point, she actually jumped the fence. She come back out with her kids.
You know what her last name was?
I don't blame her.
I don't.
Garcia.
I'd like to send her some money.
Garcia.
Her last name was Garcia.
Well,
so
somebody
you know.
Find her. I'd like to send her some money.
So the teacher that died actually died with his
student in her arms. Yeah. And then the husband
God.
Husband from grief with four kids. four mm-hmm. kids. Yeah.
But, this you know, but the good guys shame. With a gun.
But we're pro-life. We're pro-life in Texas, oh, yeah. You know.
We're pro-life.
We care about the babies.
The conception, you know, but once they're born, they can fucking die.
Yeah, we don't care about them after they're born. We yeah. don't care about their well-being. We don't care if they have health insurance.
We don't care
insurance.
About their education. We don't
Wasn't
care
it
if they
just
die.
Like earlier this month that Greg Abbott made it a lot easier to carry guns in public? Wasn't
oh,
it?
Yeah. And Greg Abbott was the first one to stand up there on that podium before Beto O'Rourke came in and said, this is a mental health problem. But when he signed that gun legislation making it easier to open carry, he also cut the mental health budget in the yeah. state of Texas by yeah. $211 million.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you fucking tell me it's a mental health problem if you're not willing to fund universal health care, because mental health
How?
Is fucking health.
How do you say that? How does he have the balls? And see, this is the thing, right? So I do understand, like, when I say it's a mental health problem, right? I have a very different agenda when I say that than somebody like him, right? Because he's using it as an scapegoat.
Yeah.
But he also cut funding for mental health. Mm-hmm. So how do you have the balls to say that in what the same breath, right? Because the fact is, it is a mental health issue, but at the same time, it is a gun issue, right?
Yeah.
So it's all those things in one, but they're using it as a scapegoat, like the Marjorie Taylor Greene of it all. This crazy bitch.
Oh, that fucking twat.
You know, she's blaming the gays. She's blaming Jesus.
Hey, what she said here.
All right.
Someone read that? Because my ring light went
Fathers, right. grandfathers, and safe, good, God-fearing, respectful, and wise men. Leaders and role models who invest and raise up masculine, caring young men, teaching them how to lead, work, and care for a family is one of the most important critical parts of a boy's upbringing. Young, developing male teens need to be led by good, strong, and supportive male role models in safe family environments during puberty. They need to be learning how to work, socialize as a man, involving leadership skills, social manners, and proper communication skills. This is just her proving that she's not a feminist. This is her talking.
We knew
this
that
is her
already.
This is her talking about gun control. There is no amount of gun
favorite.
Control gun laws that will change this. It is not the gun's fault. It's everyone's fault. Until we all come together to bring back families that support and support strong families and healthy childhoods, this won't end. We must protect our kids now. Oh, then of course she goes back to the tried and true. Let's blame the video games.
Oh,
gays
how
are horrible.
Many freaking Republican congressmen had Christmas cards with all their families sporting automatic weapons, and they worry about, you know, books grooming children to be gay?
That in itself is that in itself is an example of a mental health problem.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, this just
gun hoarders.
It just, yeah. It really just kind of. I really am at a loss for words.
And
that
look,
we are.
I say this from the outside. I think it is heartbreaking. It is terrible. It is tragic. But the time for sadness can come. Now is the time to be angry and the time to demand change.
I've been fucking angry.
This is.
But people are so distracted too. They're getting angry about other shit. Like, actually, Spartan, yeah. I'm glad you're watching today. Because you were like, oh, I bet the shooter was what? Who gives a fuck what color the fucking shooter is? How about we give a fuck about the fact that all these kids are dead and that someone can do it?
No, his point was the shooter
was killed.
His point is, I bet
the shooter was fighting back with the police. That's why he got killed.
No,
he didn't surrender.
I bet the shooter was white and he'll probably survive and get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Because
the
shooter in
Buffalo. Many of the other shooters.
Sorry. I think you guys are getting so distracted by all this other shit.
No,
all this other social shit.
No,
there's
a pattern.
There is a pattern. Luke, there is a very distinct pattern on who survives the shooter, on what shooter survives and what shooter is actually killed by the police. There is a very distinct pattern there.
And which one gets taken to Burger King for a meal?
Yeah,
not the conversation we're having today. The conversation we're having today is about gun control. So a car cannot kill someone without behind
country.
The wheel. A gun can't kill someone without pulling the trigger. You make a law that you can't have it or there is restrictions on it, then that is the way to do it. I don't know what else to say to you.
Oh, I know. But we can't get it past those 50 people who've been bought and paid for by the NRA. 89% of the people in this country want background checks. 89%.
Hey, girl.
9 out of 10 people who want background checks.
So glad you just popped in right now.
Angelique Bates has arrived at a great time.
Aren't you so excited we're talking about your good friend Abbott?
You gotta stop that.
Triggers. I was like, oh, I know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think it's any point in even trying to, ignore what we're talking about.
It just kind of blows my mind that here we are. It's 2022. These men, these white men, are much more concerned about controlling whether a woman can get a safe abortion, whether she can get access to, well, I shouldn't say she, anyone with a uterus can get access to an abortion, whether you can get access to birth control, whether you can have sexual education, whether you can say gay in a classroom, whether you can talk about your gay fathers or mothers in a classroom. God forbid you do that. God forbid you do that. But meanwhile, there's people walking into elementary schools and killing our children. Right. Forget about that. Forget about that. We are more concerned about the fact that there may be a transgender student in the fucking classroom. God forbid. God fucking forbid.
Yeah. It's about maintaining the white control. It's all about the white male control in this country. They need to repress any other who's not white or male. And they do it by hoarding guns. 1% of the population owns 50% of the guns. That's as bad as the wealth hoarders in this country.
Angelique, I ask you this question for a very specific reason, and I think you know why. Do you know why the Buffalo shooter did what he did?
Yes.
Would you care to tell our audience?
This reminds me of
something I was flipping racist
Jeffrey the other day. I'll speak on it. So it's not even so much as even the Buffalo shooter either. I'll address the Buffalo shooter and the shooter that just went into the school, because it's now it's beyond a race thing. It's I feel like they don't have enough rules. Now, everybody, I don't know everybody's belief system because I just came into this, but as an owner, I feel like, and I'm in an open carrying state, I feel like they're lenient on the laws. In one of the states, they're talking about getting rid of where you don't need a license for it. I think it's already enough craziness that's going on. Keep the license, keep the background checks, or do background checks if you're not. Clearly you're not. This should be a little bit harder to get a gun. It should be. In the state that I'm in, everybody's just walking around like it's nothing. It's casual to put on a store window, oh, keep your gun in the car. Like, you know, it's so easy for that to happen. It can happen where I'm at. It could easily, somebody can easily walk up to the door and have one, and it's not an issue. The cops operate differently where I'm at. I'm born and raised in California. There is a big difference between the states. And that's why you have situations like the Buffalo, where you have those kind of people with that mentality, that if they are racist or KKK influenced or whatever, it's just like, oh, we want to do population control? Well, let me go ahead and walk into this church. Or, I mean, not church, but I'm thinking about the other situation, because it was very similar. Right. Walk into the store and take out people. And then one of the guys, the sheriff, he wasn't the sheriff, the guard,
the retired police officer,
he was working on a car that operated off of, I think it was like water. It was going to be a water-based car. So it's like, it was so many people that were affected. And even in the situation with the school, one of the teachers who died, her husband just pretty much died of a broken heart. He just had a heart attack.
She was teacher of the year. She was teacher of the year. She was a stand-up woman.
But I will say, so we brought up the Buffalo thing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of color, if that had been a black man,
dead,
he would be under a jail right now.
Yep.
And it would be a whole completely different story.
He wouldn't even be in jail. He'd be in a body bag.
Well, that's where they Ramos is.
You're absolutely right. They would have
shot
him.
That's where the Mexican shooter is.
Would be in a
Ramos
body bag.
A person of color too. And he's in a body bag.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mexican. If any kind of minority would have been shot dead.
We on site,
still having this conversation, it would be on to the next story.
Yep,
on every site. Time, every time.
And that was the point that Spartan was making.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, he commented actually while we were chatting. He said, "Luke, I just meant another crazy with a gun. They're usually white supremacists. That's all I meant. There are more that lots of people realize." Which is really true. And it's very interesting because New York State, you know, has some of the strictest gun laws in the country.
Yep.
And this kid,
driving over the border, was able to get through.
No, he was a New York State resident.
He was able to buy his guns
legally in Pennsylvania.
Legally bought his guns. He legally brought his guns into Pennsylvania
and then drove 400 miles to Buffalo to commit the murders.
Did a lot of research on this. This was not some fleeting, like, I'm just going to go into a random grocery store. He looked into this. He had a manifesto. He
did a 180-page manifesto. He just kept regurgitating shit.
He was very worried about those little black babies. You know? Very worried about them.
All right. So, should we shift? I mean, we've spent a lot of time on it. There's still a lot more to say, but there are other
I don't know. I just think there's so much anger. Look, my frustration is just, there was even somebody on from the States on the day of the shooting that an Australian show was interviewing. And he's straight away saying, oh, we need more guns. We need more guns. The hosts, who have been both on air for like 2 decades, are always very respectful of their guests. They both just rolled their eyes and just cut the interview off. They were just like, what the fuck?
Greg Abbott sent out a tweet that said that Texas is number 2 in guns behind California, and that is unacceptable.
Oh, yeah.
Unacceptable.
No, there was an interviewer from UK. He might have been an Aussie.
I saw that too. And he was questioning.
He asked Ted Cruz, why is this your country's problem? And she's like, Ted Cruz is like, how dare you come into our country and politicize this?
Yeah, you propagandist.
No, this is a uniquely American problem. America is a gun.
Because you think guns equal freedom.
Yeah.
We think guns are compensating for penis size.
That's what the rest of the world thinks, kids. Hate to be the one.
I think, Vera, your idea of having insurance on guns is something
One singular change. Everyone needs to insure their guns, and then they need to be held accountable if their gun is used in a crime.
You know, this will be the last thing, Steve, I promise. What I don't get is if you are a legal gun owner, you're a responsible gun owner, you know how to use your gun, you're responsible with it. Why are you so concerned with stricter gun laws? What do you have to worry about? 89%. What do you have to worry about? That's what I'm saying. What do you have to worry about if you are a responsible, safe gun owner? What's the problem?
It's not the gun owners. Like I said, the NRA was founded on gun safety,
All right. Let Steve do what he's got to do. Sorry, Steve.
That's all right. I think we've spoken about it. We've done our due diligence. I think that this is going to be something that's going to be felt for a long time until the next time. Unless something miraculous happens, then, people get their ass into gear. After the last 2 years, did anyone pick monkeypox? as being the next great disease to come and give us a great day worth of news.
I'm not trying to be like point fingers or anything, but from what I read, it's kind of a problem for gay males.
They're blaming it. It's like the new AIDS epidemic, apparently.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw our favorite friend Helen commented on that article. Saying that, they're notorious for spreading stuff.
And I can't, like, she's older than dirt,
God
right?
Keep
I
sleeping can't... with sheep.
I mean, it's always a problem until the suburban families get it, right?
Oh,
someone else's problem until it spreads to the suburban families.
Well, y'all know I was in New York City this weekend. I was hand sanitizing everything. I sprayed my first.
What are you trying to say, Vera?
Vera ain't getting no monkeypox.
It's perfect centers is where disease spreads.
It's just
Syracuse
so bizarre.
Is apparently where the last variant spreads.
It is
so
the most bizarre thing I've heard. Like, yes, horrible death tolls, COVID-19. Monkeypox, anyone? Okay,
I
sure.
I never got COVID
what
either.
Next?
I haven't gotten it yet either.
I never got COVID. I am about the hand sanitizer. I'm about the mask. I'm about cleaning my stuff.
Haven't gotten it yet. It's in my she house, and I still haven't gotten it.
Yeah, look, I survived. I'm here. I'm good. And look, I hate to burst everyone's bubble. I've had my first injection, my second injection, I had COVID, and I had a booster, and my mobile phone reception is still horrible. So, you know what? The chip is not working. I'm sorry. The chip
Bill Gates
does not work.
Well, right? When you get monkeypox, let us know how that goes.
I know.
Right?
At least I'll be able to hang upside down from a tree or something. That'd be exciting. Like, what kind of mutant X-Men power is that going to give me? Do you want to hear some good stuff happening to bad men?
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Josh Duggar's going to jail, y'all. You creepy motherfucker. You are literally going to jail, and that is delicious.
The sentence was bullshit.
We love
the sentence is absolute
bullshit.
But the fact that he is not getting off on some kind of technicality because his mum made him sad once in 1984 is amazing. I hope that he makes very special friends in jail that show him exactly what, you know, what jail is all about. Does anyone have an opinion on Josh Duggar?
12 years. 12 years. He's going to get out in three. Watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
We'll see if he survives.
Disgusting.
If he survives.
Overcrowded.
And I'm sure
he
still got a net worth. I'm sure he didn't impact his bottom line.
Disgusting.
All that doo-doo money.
What a creepist. He just gives
this
me
should
the...
have been life.
He just gives me the oohs. Like, even look at him.
That whole family gives me the creeps. Whole
what
family.
Another creep is getting a bit of comeuppance.
Yeah, we love it.
Kevin Spacey has been charged with 3 more counts of sexual assault in the UK because he's not only an American creep, he's an international creep now.
Well, he lived in the UK for a long time because he ran the Vic, the old Vic, right?
Man,
he's
we
an
love
old prick. That's all we care about.
We love seeing white men get their comeuppance. I love it.
I just love seeing creep fucking.
Well, it's just so gross, though, that these people have gotten away with so much horror. Like, there was the guy here in Australia, Steve. We posted the Hey Dad article.
Yes,
where the little girl who played.
Can we not?
Yeah,
that
little
really
girl
creepy.
There.
Jesus Christ.
So they played on screen father and daughter. He had been assaulting her for the whole run of the show. How many years did the show run for?
She didn't know. Like, well, there's a lot of the behind-the-scenes story that goes on there, and she left the show and was replaced with another actress and da-da-da-da-da. Because of all this stuff that went on, they basically protected him over the rest of the cast, even though they complained and all that kind of stuff, and then he
that
ran from the
familiar.
Country.
Does that sound like...
So she actually lives in the US, so she was a US...
She moved to the US, yeah.
Yeah, and she's come back today. Like, today his court hearing's on because he's going up for parole today. So she's flown back to Australia and she's going to go to that court.
But the point is, this is just the tip of the iceberg on that kind of stuff, as we know. Like, so much stuff happens behind closed doors in TV and movie land that it's just nice to
see
the tip of the iceberg.
Baptist preacher who was giving a speech on
I know.
And his victim screamed from the audience, "I was a teenage girl and you assaulted me."
Ooh.
And didn't the whole church or whatever all applaud him or something at the end of his big sad confession?
I didn't see that, no.
Yeah, that was pretty disgusting.
Right. One more
this
sad
is the,
one.
This is the pro-life, pro-child party.
Sad one. Ray Liotta died, guys.
I know.
Okay, that one actually is sad.
Oh. I'm a little bit bummed about Ray.
Angelique, I'm Ray. So sorry about your good friend.
Angelique, are you friends with everyone? Can I be your friend?
She is. She knows everybody. You don't even understand. We're on the phone, and I'm like, "Oh, it's your good friend, huh?"
Yeah. Even Rockstar Games, because Ray Liotta did voice for the last Grand Theft Auto game, and they even posted a thing today.
All right. Well, someday I would like to be known as Angelique Bates' friend.
It'll never happen. Never happen.
I Someday.
Never.
I'm going to aspire to that level. It's a goal. It's a goal. Okay. It's a lofty goal.
Swarovski crystal wine glasses delivered to my house, and I can make it happen.
Jeff's got an inroad with it with Angelique Bates.
For her. There we go. That way.
Yeah, just buy Angelique.
Look, we need,
cut out the middleman.
We need a response from her.
I'll buy him for you, girl, but I'm not buying him for him.
You're muted.
You're muted.
You're muted. We can't hear you.
You're muted. You're muted.
You're muted.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm speaking for her. Don't worry. Radio. I'm her translator. What she said was.
Oh, what is she said was?
As Angelique's personal good friend, I'm here to tell you.
No.
I'm here to tell you. What she's saying is, you send her gifts to my house, and she'll get her stuff. Absolutely not. I'm just taking my percentage before I pass it on.
No. We still can't hear you. I don't know what's going on.
I can't hear you, honey.
What's going on, Angelique?
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
You need to get. May I suggest you get a headset? They work so nicely.
Go out and come back in.
And Christopher loves them.
It'll fix it.
All right. Let's talk about some positive news. So, Barney have.
I thought he's depository.
I thought he said that too.
Laverne Cox has been issued her very own Barbie doll.
I'm so excited.
Okay, can we stop for like 1 second? She is 50 years old. Look at this bitch. She's amazing. Look at that. 50.
50.
Look at her. Flawless.
Look at her. Look at her. But that's, again, I know a lot of people are like, oh, woke culture and da 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 da.
Hey, we lost the power bottom.
That's right. He's coming back. He said he was coming back. I think visibility is so important for everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to be seen. And for someone like Laverne, who has been so at the forefront in recent years for trans visibility and all that kind of stuff, this is so...
She's amazing.
I can only imagine. So rewarding for her. And just the to be celebrated by such a big company as Barbie. Like, she talked about her in her own story about how she was never allowed to have one as a child and all this kind of stuff. And now that she's got her own Barbie, that's so cool.
I'm so excited for her.
That is exciting.
Angelique Bates is back. Can she speak, though? Let's see.
Can you hear me?
Yes! Yay! Here you go.
Okay, now we need you to deny all ties to Jeffrey.
He's hoarding Swarovski crystals on your behalf, apparently.
He is.
I'm giving you Swarovski crystals. Don't listen to them.
No, he's taking his cut first.
Exactly. Look, no objections.
Angelique's okay with that.
maybe no.
friends helping friends, you know.
Oh,
that's lovely.
It's precious.
It's a lovely moment.
I just want you to know.
So yeah, she's the Laverne Cox Barbie is part of the tribute series. It's on sale in like Target and stuff now in the US. So for little trans people, that's amazing to, you know, to go into the store and go, there's doll. Okay, that's Laverne. That's cool. I could pick that up and go, yay. I had a really, really bad day. The memory actually popped up on Facebook a couple of days ago. It was, I think, something horrible had happened in the world. Surprise, surprise. And I remember going down to the shops and, like, being all bummed out about life. And then I saw this little white boy, gay as the day is long. He was probably about 4 or 5. And he was living his best life, skipping around with his black Barbie doll. And just having a great old time. And he's walking around holding his dad's hand. And I was just like, look, the world doesn't have to be a horrible place. It just depends on the people in it. I was like, oh, that gave my heart a little bit of a, oh, that day. And that memory came up recently. And then the Laverne Cox story came up. I was like,
I really
there is some
like
good in the world.
The majority of the world is good. I do feel that. I feel that the evils crawled out from under the rock recently, but I do think that the majority of people are inclusive, are you know,
oh God, no.
welcoming.
Oh I God, do. People are so afraid of being inclusive. So afraid of it. So
is anyone,
afraid of it.
Is anyone surprised that the Taliban are back to their old...
speaking of the good in the world,
loved it. Like the flex of, oh no, we'll let women go to school, we'll let women do this, do that. And then,
Katie, I think
you're
breathing directly into your mic. Yeah,
Katie, pull it away, girl. This is why Brittany wasn't allowed to wear the headset anymore, because all we could hear is breathing.
Yeah, look, that was just gross as well, because they've even gone back and said, like, once girls are in, after they finish grade six, they don't get school anymore again. Yeah, and like that particular presenter there, all her male co-stars all wore a mask that day as well, in like a protest.
Right. Solidarity.
About it. Yeah.
But she said, like, she's going to resist. Didn't she make a statement?
I don't know.
Well, what's resistance get you there? Dead.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I love it, but I love that the excuse is like, so like men can't control themselves. It's like, well, they deserve to be put down in the street like dogs. If
they're
throwing
gay people off the top of buildings and beating the shit out of them with rocks until they're dead. So not really the place you want to fuck around with.
Civilized culture? I don't think so.
They're doing that in Russia too.
Come on, man. That's how Pride started.
You know what? That reminds me. When we went through Malaysia, now, I mean, Kuala Lumpur is pretty safe.
Koala.
But, how do you say it?
Kuala Lumpur. You're so Australian. I love it.
Listen.
Anyway.
We went through there, though, my ex-partner and I, my ex-ex-ex-partner. But we made sure that we had separate beds just out of fear that we could get arrested, because it's illegal there still.
Yeah. You don't fuck around with that kind of stuff. Yeah, but if you hate women,
right up.
Come to Kuala Lumpur. You know, it's great. All right,
am I far enough away from the microphone now? I'm just trying to make sure now I'm all...
we haven't judged women's bodies enough in recent times. I didn't post this story last week because I just totally forgot. But let's talk about it because I'm interested, because a lot of people had stuff to say about Yumi News.
I think Helen commented on this one too.
She's an illustrated issue. Obviously, so she's the first plus size model to grace the cover. And Jordan Peterson, Jordan Peterson had a lot to say about it, saying, nope, not attractive, rah, rah, rah. He got ripped a new asshole.
I don't think it's a very nice swimsuit in general. It's a weird cut. It's just kind of weird.
Look, can I just be 100% totally honest? I know that, you know, putting yourself on the cover of a magazine opens you up to other people's opinions and all that kind of stuff. But whose fucking business is it to comment on anyone else's body?
Exactly.
Well, when you put yourself on the cover of a magazine, you
especially
open
when
yourself
they post
up
it,
to
you
it.
Do. They post it with a comment section, there'll be comments.
Yeah. Why do you like?
Well, my particular problem with this is that when that man who felt so entitled to shame this woman for wearing a swimsuit and how unattractive and unhealthy she must be got blowback, everybody's being vicious and insulting with no understanding that he started the vicious and insulting.
Right.
You know, this is the part that blows my mind, is he couldn't pinpoint that he was the one who was insulting first.
I mean, quite honestly, it's an ugly swimsuit. But she
looks
great.
It's a terrible swimsuit.
She looks great, though. I think she's beautiful.
You know what? I have made it a point in my life to not judge what other women wear.
Can you put it back up again?
Society has...
Oh, I think her body's beautiful. I think the swimsuit's ugly.
I mean, she looks like... I mean, if you were to go back to, like, 1950, 1960, that's like an average woman on TV. My thing is, I could see in the hip area, you know what I mean? Like, maybe that's just not the suit for her body, right? Like, the people or whatever. But, I mean, it's an average-sized woman. She's not even fat!
There's literally nothing wrong with her body.
She's probably, she's probably smaller than a lot of average American women and a lot of average Australian women.
nothing wrong with her body. Part she's of beautiful. This, you know? She is beautiful. Her body's beautiful. She's beautiful.
To say, yeah. To say that, like,
oh, I don't even know
beauty,
who this one is.
Beauty is a personal and subjective thing.
That is a myth.
Thing.
Marilyn yeah. Monroe was not, that's a myth. She wasn't that size.
No, but I don't know. Who, no, I'm saying I don't.
Hey,
Lisa.
Lisa's our foreign correspondent from England. Hello, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa.
I was saying, Kim Kardashian can tell you what a myth that was when she squeezed into that
yeah.
dress.
Yeah.
her fat, greasy ass didn't fit in that dress, let's
yeah.
be honest. Angelique, what were you going to say, baby? Go, talk.
The reason why he even felt like he could say this is because society has been so brainwashed to think that fake is attractive now. Plastic
yeah.
surgery,
yeah.
you have to have the nothing against anybody who, you know, gets tummy tucks for health reasons, but now mm-hmm. it's like you have everyone trying to do these tummy tucks, pull their chins in, stretch their skin, remove ribs, and do, you know, go around looking like woodpeckers and all kinds of crazy stuff. You know,
looking like
Woodpeckers. I know.
It
didn't crack me up.
This article actually got a lot of comments on our page.
Looking like... So,
and most people are in support of her, but there's some horrible people here, like some guy called Brad said too many Big Macs. Helen said she looks like a Walmart
fan.
I
bet you Brad is the hottest gap tooth fucking one toe looking cunt in the world.
Yeah. He's got a photo there with his like partner. I can't open it for some reason. But...
Is he gay?
No, he's got a woman. With
how's, but how's the irony though? Like people are so like judgmental of this shit.
Yeah, I wonder how his
well,
woman would feel
about the body that Kim Kardashian wants. Like she's trying to emulate that shape.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing: men,
that woman had like a hoochie thong or whatever, and like her titties had been hanging out more on a cover. That would have been all plastic all through social media. People would be thinking like, "Oh my god, that's like the greatest thing ever," because that's what they like to broadcast. But she's wearing a swimsuit that's a little bit less attractive. She's on the cover of this well-known magazine, and everybody's having a bitch fit about it.
If anyone should be in trouble, it should be the stylist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. I think if they just would have had something that did her hips a little different, I think, you know what I mean? It would have made a whole. It would have.
Well, that's what Katie Underwood actually commented here. She said, "Beautiful model sack the stylist."
Yeah.
Katie Underwood knows. Congratulations to Katie and Belinda. They've been on TV here in Australia. Their EP's number two on iTunes. They've smashed it. So
love it.
Congratulations, girls.
We love
so
to hear it
for you.
Yeah. And Angelique, you know, speaking, we're doing announcements. Angelique,
yeah.
Do you have a little announcement? Is something like hitting a new streaming service, maybe?
Angelique,
On That is coming to Netflix June 21st.
Yay!
Cool. And then Angelique, is there something else going on? I don't know. Are we maybe hanging out somewhere?
Yes.
Are we doing something? I don't.
Yeah, we are. So, and there you have it. So me and Katrina and Jeffrey will be in Atlanta while I'm already out here. June 9th, we're doing the Save the Video Store, which is a meet and greet. And then this was for the Rangers style popcorn, which is going to be June 10th to the 12th. So, you know, guys, get your badges and everything. Come visit, have a drink.
I love your hairstyle in that.
Let's be honest here. Jeffrey's riding some coattails.
Jeffrey is working hard, baby. Jeffrey is making that happen.
So I got to give Jeffrey his proper due. He's the one. He's the reason why that's happening.
He's
going to
kill me.
Yeah.
Jeffrey's that girl. Jeffrey's that bitch. He is busy.
He is that bitch.
Speaking of that
busy.
Bitch. So make sure you catch up with these three.
Yeah, and go head over to Instagram and go look if you want to come get VIP tickets to the Save the Videos.
Yeah. Save the Video Store.
Save the Video Store. There's a contest going right on right now. You can go check out our Angelique Bates on Instagram, and it should be up on ours. I think I posted it. I hope I posted it.
if not, it's got to be an hour later.
Yes, if not, it'll be up as soon as the show's over with the video, which I don't even think I have the commercial up.
What's all mine?
Yes, which so you can follow the rules, do the contest, and we're going to pick the winner live on Instagram June 6th. And you can get VIP tickets to come hang out with us at the
VIP event. I was there now. I'm a little bit upset that I'm missing this, guys.
Did you see the commercial?
I would have a little, I think I would have a little geek out nerdgasm thing. I'd be like, ah! And then just I'm trying to act cool on the outside. I'm like, yeah, it's cool.
Did you see Katrina at the end with her little, I don't know if it'll let me upload it. I'll try. Let me
see. Oh, you have to show it.
I'm excited about the Netflix thing.
We love it. We love it.
Isn't it a shame that it wasn't hitting Netflix before the con? Because you watch, after it hits Netflix, all these kids are going to be going crazy wanting to see you guys.
Kids. All these kids. All these, you know, 30,
70
year old.
No, I'm telling you, no, the babies all love it. Yes. Like, my baby loves all the old Power Rangers, all of that, because it was on Netflix. So she knows. Like, she's
here. We've already got you guys on Paramount Plus over here, so... I've turned it on.
Well, it's
on Paramount
a couple
of weeks
ago. It's season 2 through 5 and barely 4. So,
Because I heard a familiar voice. I'm like, I know that voice. And I was like, Katrina A. Johnson? Hello, girl. How you doing, Charlie?
Season 1.
What's she doing, her little growl again? Like,
sorry, what, Jeffrey?
Season 1's on Paramount Plus. The kids. Because.
I've seen you too, girl.
And I was like in the bedroom doing laundry, and all of a sudden I'm like, what the hell? Like, I heard Katrina, and I come out, and there she is on the screen pulling a bus, and it was the pilot episode, and then you were on. I'm like, what the hell? And then Aiden had found all that. And I just started laughing. And he's like, Daddy, have you ever seen this show? And I was like, honey. Let me show you some pictures of Daddy's wedding. I'm like, see that girl right there pulling that bus? She was in Daddy's wedding. He was like, what? Mind blown. I just sent you the commercial.
I know, I'm trying to get it up for you.
Oh, thank you, God bless.
Kids are amazing. When they think that they've discovered something first, it's like the most beautiful thing when you bust their bubble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. We got it. It's just loading now. Enjoy, folks. It's coming your way as soon as it processes through StreamYard.
Oh, of course.
The anticipation is killing me.
And we had character cameos in it.
Here we go.
Okay, girl. They were out of Titanic, so I grabbed Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Casper. After the night that I've had, I need some gentle sour on the night. Duh. Of course I'm going to get Milk Dust. 2 for 2.
Chocolate. Looks like an awesome evening.
Hey, Katrina, I'm gonna call you back. Yeah, you know, just me and a friend chilling. It's gonna be all that. Hey, do you have a bag of chips?
No.
Pink Ranger, swing!
Ugh, can you not? Anything else? We don't have that.
Has anyone seen any intersolar life forms or psychopaleontological serums? Oh, crap. I missed it. Which one?
Is that all?
Katrina, you've got to get down here. We have to save the video story.
On it. You want some lemonade? Lemonade! Come get your lemonade!
That is amazing. I'm sorry, that's the only way it would show, but
okay, the parodies are amazing. Like the parody posters and all that. So
she's
good.
Back.
So
there
good.
She is. That was amazing. So good.
So, good.
So amazing.
So good. So good.
Our little 90s hearts are just fluttering with
joy. Oh my god. And I love that. I love that Bone Thug shirt.
That Thank was you. So cool.
Love that shirt. That was my idea. I was like, I gotta wear the
bum
thugs.
Yeah, you do.
Nice to know the chef hat still fits and everything.
I know, right?
Oh, that's Amazon.
You're supposed to, of course. I haven't changed since I was a child. I'm fine. Everything's good. That.
No, she's just kidding. That's the original hat from the studio.
Which you can buy at the convention sign.
You can buy 25 of those original hats.
Yeah, we had a bunch of them.
At the con.
Yeah, for $9.99. Like $999.
I love it.
Special.
That is amazing. All right.
Andrew, I think we're going to get a bunch of those.
Okay. Don't yourself.
You better get on that Amazon and fill that cart real quick.
Right?
I have a fun little question to end, like, to end the show on. So right. I don't know if you guys know / care, but today in the UK is the launch of the ABBA hologram hologram voyage show. Obviously the photo in the middle is them and modern day, but the photo in the tops and the bottoms is what is actually appearing on stage. It is like Disney ILM people, light and sound, all that kind of thing. So my question for you guys is, any artist, living or dead, who would you like to go see? Whitney's in Vegas now, isn't she? Whitney Houston. Whitney. The hologram show's in Vegas now, somewhere.
Yeah, but I think it's different. Like, I don't know about dead, because like they actually went and recorded They did all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did all the motion capture and everything for that. They did all that. Ray, just stop.
June 10th through the 12th.
June 10th through 12th.
And then save the video short, June 9th.
Oh, I would probably say maybe Janice or Patsy Cline. Like real opposites.
Good choice.
ABBA.
White.
ABBA.
I would go see ABBA. Yeah.
I would do I just said it. Shit. I would do Elvis, I would do Freddie Mercury and Queen.
Ooh, Freddie Mercury's a real.
Okay, mine's going to come across a bit mean. Yeah, it's going to sound a bit mean, but it's not meant to be. Mine would be before, I want to see Shania Twain before her voice died.
Oh,
before the tick got her.
Shania before her voice died.
Such an asshole.
She sounds great.
No,
she's not the same now.
I just saw her.
Lyme's disease messed her up.
Coachella, she sounded great.
It was pre-recorded, Katie.
Okay, screw you. I still enjoyed it.
Look, I'm ruining my life. All right, I've got two very different ones. I would like to see, and I'm kicking myself that I didn't. This isn't a music run, but I would love to see Joan Rivers doing stand-up. And I would have given my left ass cheek to have seen Aaliyah before she died.
That's Angelique Bates' good friend.
What's happened to all your friends, Angelique? Why do they keep dying?
Angelique, who would you see? Who's your list of people you would like to see?
I think I need to add Tupac on it too. I've missed Tupac.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Michael. Okay, that's a good one.
I don't know. You know what? Wait.
Oh my God.
Did you guys see the
Jackson show?
You met a bunch of people on that show, musical guest wise.
Did you get to see Aaliyah? Was she on all
I
that?
Did, yeah, I was saying, I did wish I could have met Sammy Davis Jr. But yes, on the show.
See,
yes,
bitches, you never know when I'm telling the truth.
You never know.
Yeah, I actually have a picture with her and everything.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
That's awesome.
Left eye, I have a picture with her. I met her. Well, I met TLC because
I would love to see TLC too.
That would have been a great show.
Yeah, Craig Mack, who passed. Heavy D, Jam Master J.
I'm trying to think of all those shows, all the performances.
Yes,
who else is on there?
Has anyone seen the Cirque du Soleil show?
Obviously,
Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show.
Huh.
They went see the
Michael Jackson Cirque show. Musical on Broadway.
No, I haven't seen it.
So at the end of it, they do, is it Man in the Mirror? I think they do Man in the Mirror was the last song.
and it's a hologram of him singing it, and then it turns into little baby Michael singing it, and then he just disappears. And I was like this.
I would be bawling.
Sobbing. It was so beautiful. I was like, why is this so good?
I had the kids watch
702 and Missy Elliott.
That documentary. You know, the
I watched it on a plane. What an idiot I was.
I went and saw it in the movie theater, you know, but I hadn't seen it in years, and it was on whatever streaming service. So it's like, I wonder if the kids, you know, because music, they were so into it, and they had so many questions about him.
Look at all these.
They loved it. They loved it. They loved the music.
Look at all these great performances on all that. I don't even remember half of these.
You're gonna have to check it out when Nickelodeon lands on all that lands on Netflix when Angelique faints.
Which way? I said
when all that lands on Netflix when
he did you wrong.
June 21st, I was sold out.
He did you dead.
That's how everyone's brains are today.
Even if not Angela.
Can we all end the show like that, please? Can we all?
So we love you all. We'll see you next week. And until then, we have to say is, you know, look after yourselves, obviously, and just. Wait, wrong one.
What'd you do?
What the?
And they're so idiots.